Looks like it's just me and you today, Joey D. Looks like it very well could just be me and Giuseppe D. From the start. I mean, that's the way that things have started, Joseph,
Where's
and here
Michael?
they are. I don't know. I don't know. It's concerning. You know, he's a very timely guy. I'll always give that to him, but
Yeah, he's gonna be like, oh, Joe said he's gotta be late, so he's gonna throw it back on me. So I'm not
oh.
gonna say
No,
anything.
part, I mean partially true, but you let them know we have our moments.
I mean, this drawbridge shit that goes on here is just
It's
really
terrible.
they completely disregard everybody else's time in order to let the boats cross. Guess they have to go, but at the same time, it's just a complete inconvenience.
Do you think that you should get the benefit of the doubt over the people that are boating, and why, if so?
When it comes to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, I definitely should. I'll
Right.
go on record and say that the Brilliantly Dumb Show should come before somebody boating on a Saturday afternoon.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, I mean, you just came from the Nordic cycle. So
Dude, I'm freezing right now. It's fucking. You know what I did this time? I put my arms in, and
it's
the
tough.
palms of your hand, for some reason, the palms of your hand are like the coldest area. Like I lost all feeling. I was numb.
There's not a lot of flesh.
Oh no, dude. It's just like even I don't have fat in my hands.
No, there's not a lot there. It's tough. It's
You
very
know what? You
tough.
know what was perturbed? What was really perturbing to me? Is that a word, perturbing or disturbing?
I don't think so, but I
I
like
was
to hear
perturbed.
where
Yeah.
you going?
Apparently, people do it naked.
Oh, I have.
And that's just, well, that's your own, first of all, that's a problem because I'll never use that thing now. But secondly, it's not hygienic for a public place to be letting
Oh
people
yeah,
go in
that
naked.
oh that is a problem.
Well, I mean, what are we
That
doing here, man?
I don't
You
like at
wouldn't
all.
go and use a piece of gym equipment
That
that someone laid on naked.
no, that how do you know that they're doing that?
Apparently, the lady was like, oh, you might get the best benefits, people say, when they go naked. And I'm like,
See?
well, what are they fucking cleaning the shit out? Do they have jets that are, I mean, I it's very disturbing.
Just out of curiosity, what do they charge for something like that, D?
$10.
Oh, that's it? $10 for the cold plunge and the sauna?
Yeah, for the hour.
Oh, that's nothing. Jeez. But
I
the
know.
naked thing really bothers
The
me.
naked thing threw me off a little bit, if I'm being honest. I use the example of a gym. It's a communal area that people use. You wouldn't lay on a bench press with your bare ass on the fucking gym press on the bench press, and then you lay on it with shorts, and then you still have the wipes to clean it after you use it. So there's no sweat or anything off of it.
By the way,
You
Joseph,
wouldn't go just naked.
I need you in tip-top shape for streaming week this week. We have to put in a certain amount. I actually like that with
Well, you
Twitch
went
that
to
they make
LA.
you
We could have
do.
been streaming all weekend.
I know. You know what though?
I
We'll
mean,
make
I
up
get
for
it.
it.
The LA play does sound fun.
I didn't know that there was a Rayo's buyout though.
Well, you can go tonight, no? Or tomorrow?
I go tomorrow. I think I'm gonna go tomorrow for the Sunday gravy. But something
Are
about
you going to do the
Friday.
Sunday gravy, though?
Yeah, I would. The problem is it just kind of takes away from all the other things. Like when you get the Sunday gravy, you're almost stuck with the Sunday gravy. Like I want to do a little bit of
Well, you could do all
everything.
the starters still. You could even
You could
do
do
a.
the starters, but you just miss out on some of the entrees.
Yeah, but it's the only day they do the Sunday gravy. I feel like it's kind of sacrilegious to go on Sunday gravy day and not do the Sunday
I
gravy.
agree. I agree. That's why I think I do. You know, a lot of people are sending me pictures from the table that they have my picture
Oh
on the
my
Hall of
God.
Fame wall. And I don't think people really realize that in a way, I kind of forced myself onto the wall. It wasn't
Yeah,
really
but
like a
you don't need to
nomination.
tell them that.
Yeah. I mean, they said if you bring in a picture, we would put you on the wall.
Oh, then that's fair game. That's Lord knows you paid the mortgage on that place.
Yeah.
Now
Yeah. And you know what? Number two,
talk me through. Go ahead.
I have a hat on. Dirt at the picture, and people really frown upon that the hat at the dinner table.
Yeah, a lot of people get very vocal about the hat thing at the dinner table.
Yeah, it's a I don't even
But the
want to say
hat
it's
is
an
like, it's like kind of like your escape.
protector, of course.
Yeah, It's like it'd be like you're going into a football field, you put your helmet on to protect you. That hairline that you're just trying to just control it. And the hat, it just does wonders.
I feel exposed. I really do. Now,
I think if people could understand where you're coming from a psychological standpoint, they wouldn't just think that you're being rude. Like, they wouldn't think that you have bad table manners. They'd be like, oh, I get it. It's a safe space. The hat
right.
is a safe space.
It is a safe space. That's correct. By the way, I just think I need to find a way to comb it too. Like there's some volume there, but I need to find what to do with it. Because if I go back with it, then it lets the forehead really fly.
Yeah, I think you got to embrace that messy look. Like, you know, when you go to the barber, the first, or like a good salon, and the first time you come out of there, they put that product in. It's not even, it's like a paste or something, you know, and you leave and it looks so good. And you're like, you don't want to shower, you don't want to do anything because you're afraid, like, once I gotta let the dog in here, look at this guy.
It's okay.
But once you get back, you know that the first time you style your own hair, it's going to be problematic because you'll never get it the way that they do it. And I think if you just learn how to do that,
But
it'll go a long way.
you go to a salon?
Now with the longer hair, I go to say, I don't mess around with the local barber. They
Come
don't know how
on,
to
man. Mike,
cut
did you see that
long
right
hair,
when you come
Bob.
in, Mikey? He's just taking
Vidal
a quick.
Sassoon.
It's
Vidal
unbelievable.
Sassoon. Well, no, listen, I went to barbers for years, my whole life. But there is something like a lot of these guys, they've perfected the fade. They perfected like the straight shave. They perfected all this stuff. But you go in there with long hair and you're telling them to take an inch off or do this or do that, which I don't even know really. I'm still learning my way around the long hair. I feel like it's just outside of their wheelhouse, maybe a little bit. Like you go to a salon
No.
and they kind of specialize in that. You know, they're more like in tuned with cutting long hair and females' hair and stuff, like it's more in their wheelhouse.
You know who hit me up, which is it could be a very and he said that he wants to collab. Now I don't know what collab that consists
Q the
of.
barber.
Better, bet way better than Q. Way better than Q.
What do we got?
This guy's kids watch the show, the one, the only. Dr. Dower has reached out yet again in regards to a possible collab.
Whoa.
So maybe Turkey, maybe I don't have to go to Turkey.
Maybe you do a 2-for-1 job, you and Mikey, for Dower, and you just get him
I
on the
don't
show
want. I don't.
permanently.
Mikey's free.
I don't want hair, dog. I'm good.
Mikey's free. Do you feel free, Michael?
What's so funny?
What do you mean you don't
I
want
don't want
hair?
hair, bro. I'll rock this all day, dog.
You're there.
Mikey, if I offered you an opportunity next week that you'd get an entire, like the whole shebang procedure done, pro bono. For in like just all you'd have to do is just sport your
I know
new
what pro
mop on the
bono
Brilliantly
means.
Dumb show, you would turn that down.
And here's why. I've committed to the Bald Brotherhood, and I'm not going to be a turncoat because I remember what it felt like when Urlacher got hair, and I was kind of taken back by that a little bit. Like my memories of him was a bald warrior, and I feel like I've made the commitment, and I'm not going to go back now because everyone's going to know if I do that, if I'm fully bald, and then all of a sudden I have hair.
Well,
It's
but
just it's
Bob's
a,
done it. He's embraced
but
it.
Bob was not bald yet. He didn't make the commitment to shave his entire head.
Oh, but he was
I made
bald.
the
Take
plunge.
it
Oh,
easy
we
over
know he has.
there.
We know he's.
Take it easy over there.
We know he's a little follically challenged. But
Oh, no, it was more than follicly challenged for a while,
he
Michael.
didn't take the leap into the deep end to go in full shape.
Mikey, I got a
Once you do
picture. I'm sure
that.
Joe has it somewhere. I have a picture where I got Employee of the Month at the Four Seasons. Okay. And they put this thing on the
It
wall.
is the worst photo of Bob I've ever seen in my life.
It is one of the absolute worst photos you've
I
ever
don't think
seen.
Mikey could get his
Now,
hands on it because it'd be problematic for you, Bob.
for
No,
sure, for sure. But the
oh,
thing
for
is, Mikey, here's
sure.
what I will say. Ryan Urlacher, his career is over in the sense of football. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best linebackers that I've ever seen. And one could say you're just starting your career. So what if the
I hope not. I
No, you
fucking hope
are.
not.
No, but your internet career is
My
really,
internet career.
your influencing career has not even hit its
I'm just
prime
scratching
yet.
the I'm just scratching the surface.
100%. I think you look back 5, 10 years from now, now's the time to do it. With that being said,
What is that behind you, by the way? What is that?
it's a painting.
Really?
That's the one that was in the in oh no, this is he's in LA.
Is that new?
No, I'm in Los
he's
Angeles.
In LA.
Oh.
Now we can touch
are
on
you
the,
though?
We can
You're not
touch
your old place, are you?
No.
Okay.
We can touch on that the infamous Aaron Judge.
The Aaron Judge,
I mean,
yeah.
That was one of the worst.
Here's my issue with that
what
picture.
What was that?
Tell him, Mike.
Tell just preface it, Mike, because it's one of the very worst.
He sent it to me in a text and he goes, "How awful is this?" I go, I was just speechless because it's like Aaron Judge with like these gigantic, for people who haven't seen it yet, like these gigantic like Cuban link chains and a Cuban link ring and a pinky ring. And that's the worst part of the picture because he's got all these rings on, but not one of them is a World Series ring, which is like, if you're going to take a picture with rings on as an athlete of that magnitude, you want it to be a championship ring, not just like some fucking like pinky ring that you got from, you know, your local jeweler. But he's smoking a cigar. Like, it's just a bizarre, bizarre picture. It's just weird. And he's like, yeah, I was hammered when I got it. And I was like, well, there's no other way there's no way that's a sober purchase.
It's gonna bad. Look ridiculous.
Did you see it,
it's
John?
Bad.
You're this one, right?
That'd be the one, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's
that looks horrible, man.
One of the very worst purchases of all time.
With the Zippo lighter and that looks like a Richard Mille watch. I mean, listen, that's a super nice piece.
How many Cuban links does this guy have on?
Bro,
but you're right, none of those is a World Series.
The thing is, here's the other thing.
I don't think he wears chains like
that's
that.
That's what I was going to say. When Judge is out in public, I've seen pictures of him. I don't think he ever rocks jewelry.
I'm better off with a Verdugo painting.
Right. That would fit a lot better.
So I actually.
Yankees, by the way.
Go Yanks. They're back. I tagged a lot of the Yankees players that are friends of the program, and they thought it was fucking hysterical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brinley Dump Show to let you know that it is sponsored by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you got to get something off your chest. Lord knows I got a few things to get off my chest. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. Get something off your chest today. Do the right thing. Get the right help. Better help.
A big part of me and Mikey's bond is the Yankees. We come baseball season, just the back and forth we have on the Yankees is great. It's almost every single game, live or die. Joe, I almost can't talk the Yankees with him because he's so upset that dear friend of the program, Anthony Volpe, still does not follow him, which I think is preposterous. And I haven't said it to you how ridiculous I think.
Who gives a shit?
I'll tell you who does.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna
he
tell
doesn't
you why.
Follow this, me either, Mikey. That's not
I know,
a
but
deal.
There's two reasons. So one, I have a quasi connection with him, which he knows quasi. About.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
So he played baseball at Del Barton,
right?
With Holly's legitimate first cousin. So like that was discussed. Me and him have had that conversation because that's a common, like, you know, I go to holiday dinners.
So
with
he
this
should
kid,
follow
with this kid.
You because of that.
Yeah. I need a better case. No, you got time, Mike. You got time.
I mean,
I
said it was a two pronged thing. It was a two pronged thing. Number one is the quasi connection through family. That's one. Number two is the fact that I've now had like three or four in-person conversations with him. So I feel like it's just like, you know, the first time
maybe
we met.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Maybe. That's the only thing I could come up with at this point. That's the only thing I could come up with
but
at this point.
But no, but he also, I don't think
he's not big on social. He's not.
No, so like maybe he's, it's not like he's sitting there saying, oh, I've turned down the brotherhood.
This
like.
Brings me, by the way, to a great point. There's three bucket list follows that I have right now that I need. I really need them. One is Volpe.
Sure.
Two is Chris Fowler, who I've gone back and forth with now on Instagram. I really need a follow from Fowler. I need to follow.
I love
follow.
Fowler, but that's your bucket list.
Yeah, that's a bucket list follow. Okay. Sure. And then third is Mel Kiper. And me and Mel have gone back and forth now on Instagram last couple of weeks. I need
Chris
follow
Fowler.
Here's Here's a follow that doesn't follow me, that drives me nuts. And Joe knows what this one is.
Oh, I know this one too.
This guy?
Yeah, that's he does, you don't remember football. Him? He does the games with Herb Street, but he used to host College Game Day. He was the best.
Why is that? That's a bucket list.
Listen,
bucket list should be like Michael Jordan or
but I will say
pie
though,
in the sky shit. Like it's like that's this guy has substance. I like his content. I think his content's great. I send it to Bob all the time.
Some followers, it has substance. Some of them's personal. And by the way, I'll tell you, a guy who's got a couple personal vendettas in the follower front is the one and only Joey D. If you think Joey D's gotten a sort of, D-man, you have some people out there. Joe will like give me like a certain golf influencer like that. On paper, like it's not for us. The content's not for us. And Joe will be like, I really like this guy, Bob. He's really good. And we'll immediately go to this guy's page, and you'll see that he follows Joe. Yeah. So that's why Joe gets on the better. Because you watch the content, and you're like, there's no way. Like, this isn't our type. This isn't what we usually like. And then you see that they follow. Am I right, Joey D?
I just think sometimes there have been times where I've put myself out there to give a follow,
but what do you mean by put your, how are you putting
like
yourself out there?
It's probably like, there's certain people who I probably wouldn't follow, but I go out and extend the olive branch just to do the right thing. Right. And then it's like,
so it's a pity. It's a pity follow then, is what you're saying.
Perhaps. But then it's like, you would at least expect I think a lot of people, if you follow them and you're in the space that we're in, they'll give you back the respect follow back. And if it's like, if I'm going out of my way, there's been times where I've went and followed somebody. I'm like, I don't really want to, but I'll do it. Went and followed, and then weeks go by and they didn't follow me back. So I just unfollowed them again. Cause it's like, you know what? It's just not worth it for me to be associated with this person. And then they can't even give me a compliment.
I mean, how are you being associated with them?
One of the sickest going right now.
It's not like you're collabing with them. It's just, you're following them. Like, you think people are going to your list of who you follow and checking, you know,
they're like, it's like if you're on the playground and you know, you're getting picked by somebody, you know, you pick somebody back the next time the game.
Oh, got
goes.
It. Yeah. 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 Like a pickup game of dodgeball. Yeah,
I would like to think that they would pick me at some point.
Right.
Especially if I'm going out of my way and they're not my first choice to have on my team. But, you know, I give them the pick. And then, you know, the next time I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs and they leave me fucking hanging for the dust.
Tell you what follower, it drives me nuts because I'm very close.
I've explained this to you so many times.
No, I'm totally derailed on that.
I'm close with this guy. I mean, this is my guy.
I think I've heard you say this before.
Max Homa. Max Homa follows me on follows Bob Does Sports. Okay. Follows all the guys. So a lot of times
he follows Perez and Joe.
Oh yeah, well that's our guy. I mean,
but he doesn't follow Brilliantly Dumb.
But here's a caveat, Mikey.
There's
a caveat.
Bob Does Sports.
Bob Does Sports is Bob's account.
Right.
But I've had conversations with him
from the Brilliantly Dumb account.
I was texting Homa when he was making his run and the Masters. We were texting the night before Sunday. I was texting back and forth him. He's got it. No,
he
by this
probably
point,
thinks you run really both accounts. And by the way, to follow someone on two accounts is even more than follow. I mean, that's a real, you're really putting yourself out there. If you follow somebody on two accounts, Mikey, like if he thinks Bob is Bob to Sports and then Brilliantly Dumb, he'd be like, okay, well, there's no need to follow Brilliantly Dumb because I already follow Bob to Sports.
Yeah, I feel like he follows the Bob to Sports and that's his homage to you. He's paying homage to you through that follow. And I think that's allowed.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the good thing is I think this might get back to Volpe, and maybe Volpe does hit you with the follow. I think you are being hard on him about that follow. That'd be a big day.
He doesn't follow me. I don't hold it against him. I don't think he's a big social media guy.
I'm not holding it against him. I just said it was a follow I'd like to see. That's all. That's not like I'm going out and tagging the guy, bashing the guy. Never. He's our guy. I mean, that's
a great follow.
There's one that bothers me.
That's our shortstop.
That's our shortstop. What bothers you, Joey D? What's on your mind?
It doesn't bother, but it would make me feel. It would be nice to get a complimentary one because he's in our realm. He's a hockey guy, and I feel like he's just awesome. And I actually still like him, even though there's been never a follow back, and he follows you and Perez, and I think Bob's in sports.
Hold on.
And this one bothers me. And
it
you
better
know
it better not be Alex Killorn.
No.
Okay. Killorn okay. That's me. The
I talk
goal.
To him all the time.
Okay. Okay.
It's Biz Nasty, and I really like him, and I think he's really, I think he's a good follow. But the fact he follows you, Perez, Bob does sports, and I would love to be able to chop it up with him as a fellow hockey dude. I would really, I would love to play with them. I think they'd be fucking amazing. Bro. But it's just there's never been, and I'm not one. I'm not gonna reach out and DM him or something like that.
No,
but
I see.
He's on the hockey night in Canada. Like he's a real. He's just he seems.
Oh,
like
he follows
just,
me. This guy.
No
is,
way.
Is this the guy?
No. Oh, this would really stink.
Paul Bizzonetti.
Yeah. Oh, does that a follow back that I see there?
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, you're not. Can I see that again, Mikey?
Yeah, hold on.
Paul Bissonnette.
Paul, yeah, 501,000 followers he's got.
Oh, that's got a really sting for the team, man. Oh, that's got a really.
I don't understand.
Oh, man, that's got a really, really sting for the D-man.
I don't see him following.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just he doesn't follow me. I don't even know. I got to be honest. This is the first I've ever heard of him.
I was going to say I didn't even know you. You didn't even know who he was.
No. Yeah.
If I could have one Bob Does Sports guest, my dream guest.
It's him?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are.
I hope he hears this. I really think that he'd be great. On the show with Whitney, I think they'd be awesome.
Oh, he's the Pink Whitney guys.
Yeah,
is that right. Okay. Yeah. I know of that. I just didn't know who was behind.
Dude,
there, okay.
There's some guys where when I go to DM them, like if I go to DM them again to get them on the show, I almost fear them messaging back because when they do, they're going to see a long list of messages of asks to get them on
like
the show.
Tony Finau.
Business Tony, the day that Tony Finau out opens that DM is gonna be a tough day. It's gonna be a
that
tough
comes
day.
Comes with the territory, though. You know what I mean? Like you're gonna hold that against somebody or be like, "Oh, that's a rat." Like they obviously know by your following and your engagement that you're not some sociopath. Like you're not just a guy that's like there, doesn't post, has two followers. Like that's, I mean, that's not. I don't know. I don't know. I think we overthink things like that so much, but. Go
I
ahead.
Think so.
Have you gentlemen ever had a situation where there's like someone follows you of such high, you know, like an unbelievable follow that you're like, why is this guy following me?
And you don't want to follow back?
No. But like you want to DM that guy and you want to pick your point, but then you're scared. Like when that person, if that person responds to your DM, you don't know if that conversation's dead or if it's going to continue. Do you guys have someone like that?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Be yours, Mikey.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, I had one. When I'll be honest. Like when Troy Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback from Ohio State, when he followed me kind of out of the blue, I was like, this is bizarre. I was like, this is a little bizarre. So then I was like, I did DM him and I was like, you know, big fan, appreciate it. And he started in right away, machine gun DMs back and forth. Like,
wow, that's
definitely.
But there's
you know,
times where you don't know if you're gonna get something back. No, I remember the first time I DM'd Mahomes, and I didn't know if he was gonna never respond or not.
he was setting that up, Mikey. He was
I'm not setting anything up.
And then I DM'd the most popular football player in the world, and he just came right back at me.
I'm saying there's been other guys who I've DM'd and I don't get much back. And it's like, oh man.
Because
then you got to go back to the well.
Yeah,
it's like, what do I do now?
I can't do that.
I've already shot my shot.
I'll do that with Mel Kiper. There's nobody else.
Yeah, Mel Kiper.
But Mel's going like heavy into the content game right now. Did you see yesterday what he posted?
No.
He's going to do a big board top five for top five orange crushes and crab cakes that he finds throughout, I guess. He lives
in
Maryland. So he's going to rank a big board of best crab cakes, best orange crush. I mean, this is something
Mikey,
that I'm really looking
send
forward
him,
to. I'm really looking forward
to. Why don't you send
to.
Him a video of you doing the impersonation of him?
I've tagged him and stuff. He's liked it. He's commented on it. Like, he's tagged me.
Oh, that's a great start.
No, it is. It is. I got.
Why don't you ask
now.
Him to come on
I'm
the Burnley
Dumb
Show?
I need him. I need him. I need him.
He'd be great.
I need him. You know, you talk about a guy who, like, you would think, like, this guy backed himself into a corner because all he does is the NFL draft. That's a very niche small, but he just became the face of an entire entity. He is the NFL draft.
I was watching previous draft, like situations where teams drafted players that they like that were busts. And there was one where he goes off and then the GM goes, who's this Mel Kiper?
Yeah. That was like when he first started. Who's Mel Kiper anyway?
Bob, you got to watch it. It's hilarious.
And then the GM
starts going for his throat.
And all due respect to Mel, but when you're in that business and you're making predictions like that about guys, you're trying to project guys coming out of college, like you're going to miss. There's going to be a lot of misses. So like he has those takes where it's like, I love him. Great.
I think Mikey, you could easily get him.
No, not easy. He's
how many followers does he have?
He doesn't have a lot because he just started getting onto Instagram. He just started like getting into the content game.
I get a kick out of certain like players and stuff. A lot of pro golfers are that way where you know they're not running their account, but they have to play the social media. It's just him.
He's only got 8,000 followers, Mike.
That's him. Yeah, I know.
Very doable.
Oh, that's extremely doable, Mike.
But it might be hard for him to like see the messages and like. He's like,
he might not be tuned in.
He can't navigate the messages yet.
Right.
He can't navigate.
You know what it's like?
He can navigate a tag and a comment, though. He can navigate a tag and a comment.
Right. By the way, you know what is,
I got to ask you guys, it's hard sometimes on Twitter. Like people, you'll get tagged in someone's reply, but then I don't know what the reply
and then you
is to.
If you
then you almost have to go to their page and look at replies. It's really confusing.
In regards to Twitter, you just keep doing exactly what you're doing. It is. He has the best. I was saying this to Jet the other day. Cutsy's Twitter is, I mean, I bought it maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. It's the most entertaining. It's the best. Cutsy's Twitter is really everything you would want it to be.
I don't think I'm doing it right though, Bob.
No, you are. That's why. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing exactly what you do.
But Joe's not wrong with Twitter. When you get involved in like a discussion with multiple tags on it,
it's so hard to follow.
That's what's annoying because somebody could be talking to somebody else in the conversation. And if they don't go to that button to remove your tag, it's just, you just keep getting notification that you're mentioned in all this shit. And it gets a little,
and you want to know what's being mentioned. Like if they're talking shit, you want to be able to go.
You're going to let go of that though soon, because that's never ending. I mean, that just goes and goes.
Some people,
the lobster tail thing went on for like 3 fucking days, bro.
Let me ask you something. Did you believe that take? Did you really believe, like, did you really stand by that? Or was some of that?
I would stand by that. I would still co-sign that lobster tail is a side. I would.
And you think more than coleslaw? Cause I know
I'm glad you brought this up.
Bob got murdered.
I wanted to say this about coleslaw in New Jersey. And maybe it's just around here. When you order a sandwich dish, when you order a club sandwich, you know, maybe a steak sandwich, a burger, traditionally in Jersey, especially at diners, which are very prevalent around here, the coleslaw is automatically given on the plate in a smaller ramekin, like this big. It's like an automatic that comes with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's customary everywhere else. So maybe in other places that is like, you got to ask for that. That is a side. But in Jersey, it's kind of just accoutrement that comes with the dish automatically.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of dishes coleslaw comes on the side, but I still think
it's like saying a pickle is a side in Jersey. That would be very similar because a pickle comes with all the sandwiches too, Bob.
Yeah, no, I think coleslaw is absolutely side. Now, with that being said, though, it was a bad call by me. I still think it's a side, but
you could have got it in the fifth round. I think it would have changed.
Yeah, it would have been there late. It would have been there
for me to lose that draft after having mac and cheese and fries. French fries. Yeah, it was my draft.
I got to be honest though, even with my list, which I thought was a good list, but when we read the list last week at the end, when we do that, I really thought it was going to be very much even across the board. I was surprised that it was that big of a difference. I really was. I did not.
By the way,
that
you know what? I got to tell you, was our listeners need to start eating some fucking vegetables, dude, because they acted like the vegetable play on mine. Like
text.
It was a great text. Yeah.
It's like I'm picking something like it's outer worldly. cream spinach. It's like, well, have a vegetable, bro. You know, our followers are probably as fat as we are, dude, by the sound. You had every carb, starch, everything that you could have picked. And Mikey, it's a good list, but
he keeps
so
saying
carb
as fat
heavy
as we are. He's looping me and you into that conversation, Bob, and that makes me very generalizing.
I am mentally obese.
This guy runs like 8 miles a day.
He has the mentality of a fat son.
Oh, yes, he does.
I told him the other day, I'm like, Bob, the day your metabolism shoots down, you are in for a rude.
That's a doomsday rude scenario for Bob.
I am mentally obese.
We got a few years on him, Mike.
Yes.
I really am. I'll tell you who's really cut it out is Par 3 Poppy. Ticket is on a mission, man.
Good for him, bro.
He is really doing.
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? He's doing, like, it's very nominal. And I will tip my cap. And I have a lot of respect. He's doing it the wrong way. You can't go no carbs for 2 months. When he gets back on the carb, he's going to balloon like Grimace. It's going to come all back.
Listen to Jack LaLanne over here. Listen to him.
Look who called me that I answered the phone. Ticket's on the line. He couldn't hear that from that side, but he's on the line. That's why I brought him up.
Well, no, but that's the problem is that he's doing it great. But like, it's like when I used to do the intermittent fasting, Bob, and I wouldn't eat anything.
I think that no carbs is so much harder than intermittent fasting. I think intermittent fasting, if you do it the right way,
I'd have one meal a day, Mikey, and I'd lose 20 pounds.
But that's not
necessary
to have one meal a day, though.
I understand that. I went extreme. And I'd lose 20 to 25 pounds, and then I'd go back to eating normal, and
Your fasting window is 7 p.m. to 11 in the morning, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, whatever you could swing, and then you got 11 a.m. to 7 to eat. Yeah. You just can't eat like an asshole. That's the thing.
Why does Bob look like he's seen a ghost?
Yeah, why does he?
My mom went by my place. There was a couple packages outside that I asked her to put in.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I have no recollection of buying these. The Aaron Judge one wasn't the only one I got.
It's Bourdain. You told me you
got
Bourdain.
Is that Anthony Bourdain?
Did I?
You told me you got bored. You're like, the Bourdain one I can live with, but the Judge, no.
Bob. That looks like something you'd win on the fucking boardwalk.
Did I tell you that, Joe?
You told me the Bourdain. You said I have no, you said word for word, we had just you had eaten like 5,000 calories worth
of food.
You came, you're like, but maybe you were just calorie drunk. I don't know. But you came down, you were in a daze. You're like, I have no regrets of the Bourdain.
That's tough.
But the Judge one is going to really.
What about the Sandler one? That looks nuts.
You didn't tell me about a Sandler one.
That's
you didn't tell
bad.
Me about any Sandler
you
one.
Can't just go buy paintings of just ridiculous. No,
I'm telling you, that looks like if you go on the if anybody goes has ever been to a boardwalk in New Jersey, you go and spin the gigantic wheel, and that's one of the prizes, that Adam Sandler portrait right there, and the Judge one for that matter.
Judge one,
the Bourdain one is definitely like that's so out there that maybe I could actually buy into that one. But not the
and
Judge
plus,
of Sandler.
R.I.P.
Not the
Bourdain. So it kind of changed.
Yeah, yeah. The Judge one is.
Volpe messaged me after he saw the Judge one. He goes, Nestor Cortez actually just bought the same one. He just bought the same thing.
Of Judge?
For them, it's got to be a joke. For them, it's got to be a bit. Yeah.
It has to be. Nestor's got some swag, though. Nestor's got some swag.
Yeah.
He's got some swag.
I'll tell you what, they got a fun locker room, man. That locker room's having fun. Yeah. You know,
God
dad,
forbid Cole came back. That would be
he'll be back. He'll be back. Know, and Dominguez will be back.
By the way,
that may not happen.
My dad put in a prop bet. Really bothered me, a futures prop. He's a diehard Yankee fan.
For the Orioles, right?
Yeah, it drove me nuts because he said, look, he's like, I'm still gonna be rooting for the Yankees if they play the Orioles. Yeah. It's kind of a Joey D move. Joey D likes doing that stuff, but I don't know. I think if the Yankees then lose to the Orioles, in a way, he's kind of happy, and that makes me – he's better than that. And he's putting in prop bets on the most – he's got a Canucks prop bet to win the NHL. He's got
– he did that for Joe, probably, out of respect.
Like a South Carolina women's college basketball future.
Well, that would have hit.
Well, they already won the national title, so that's a winner.
It's wild, the amount of prop bets that he's putting in. It really is, man. It's just weird. The Orioles thing bothered me. Now, they probably will win the division, but to that degree, that does bother me a little bit. All right, boys, are we ready to get into our buy or sell segment of
yeah,
the week?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
Did you want me to start it off there, Joey D?
You ready to start it off? Then go by all means.
Start it off. I am selling a guy that I used to love, and God, he had such a bad, bad take last week, and he's gotten a little clickbaity. Used to be the biggest fan, selling Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's awful.
He's been bad since he came off radio, I think.
Yo, well, when he was on ESPN, he was fucking awesome. He was favorite guy.
Yeah, he's
you want to talk about a guy who's out of touch with reality? Watch his fucking
Joe hates him.
The top Joe's, 10 of the week Joe, that he does.
Joe has hated him for a long time. He's got ice cold takes, bro.
The first
it almost makes me feel like he's doing it on purpose because it's so bad.
Yeah,
that it's like it's almost for people to talk about. It just would infuriate me.
Joe, the first time Jet tells the story, the first time that he met Joe, like, you know, he had seen him on clips and videos and stuff, but he didn't know if he was like actually like that in real life. So Jet came over to his place for the first time when he moved to LA, and he walked in and Joe's screaming at the TV because Colin Cowherd and like his hierarchy put the Packers at like 7. And he walks in and Joe's in his living room screaming at Colin Cowherd for putting the Packers at 7.
They were a top 5 team, without a question.
Who cares where he puts them?
He gets flamed by that account on Twitter, which is one. If you're on Twitter and you're a sports like radio person, there's this account Funhouse, and they do all the Francesa stuff. But their other thing that they do besides Francesa stuff is they roast Colin Cowherd on a daily basis. All they do is retweet like these clips where he literally sounds like he has no idea what he's talking about from that show. No, what did he do this time? What was the take that turned you off?
Dude, he talked about and he just set himself up to get destroyed. He has the podcast with LeBron. JJ Redick is supposed to be like a GM, like a future GM or like a coach. Just talk about him being the Lakers.
Oh, I remember this.
He had on a backwards hat and Colin was talking about how bad of a look that is for a future
JJ
GM.
Redick?
And it goes, yeah, for JJ Redick and how he hates that he has like a backwards hat on. It's like, dude, get real, man. Yeah, like that's such a, and again, I used to love Colin Cowherd, but has some of these takes. And I don't think Joe's necessarily wrong. Sometimes I think, they give out. I think Skip Bayless definitely does it, where he gives out.
Oh, he's crazy.
Him and Stephen A. Are just insane. Shannon Sharpe is another one who's getting unbearable. He did something this week about Shaq. It was so dumb.
His podcast so is dumb. Crushing though.
Crushing.
Yeah, I know.
What about Club Shay Shay? I would love to see Joey D go on Club Shay Shay, man. Just sit down with a nice glass of bourbon and just let. Just let Shannon Sharp just pick his brain a little bit. You know what I mean?
Shannon Sharp don't give a fuck about me, dog.
Probably not, but I do.
He don't even know who the hell Joey D is. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm quite okay with that.
Shannon Sharp is most likely not a fan of the Brown the Dumb Show.
No, yeah, no. No.
But, you know,
now if he came a knocking, Bob.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. I would say, and I'd be curious what the and then we'll move on with the buy, you know, over to you guys. But I'd be curious. I honestly think we've talked about it with the show that I don't think people necessarily want us to have guests. I think they prefer our banter. But I do think we should toy around with the idea of a guest coming on for the top 5 for the snake draft. I think would be pretty cool.
It would.
Yeah.
Could work. Yeah.
Possibly.
If we get somebody in the realm of what the top 5 is related to. Sure.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah,
I think it's pretty good. I think I'd be interested to see if people would want that. Let's head on over to Joey D. Buy or sell.
I'm gonna sell this week. This kid annoys the shit out of me, and I did because, quite frank, he should have been sold ages ago. I am selling Baby Gronk. This kid is the worst. Did you see now?
I haven't even heard of him in years now, Joe. He's still around.
He has set his list of schools that he was ready to commit to. The kid is 11 years old. 11 years old. And you know who he landed on?
Who? Oof. That's pretty good.
Ohio State.
Now, he commits. That means he had a, I guess, did they give him an offer? I mean,
oh my God, what a disaster.
Ryan,
that is.
Ryan Day's got eyes always looking forward, man. Always looking forward.
An 11-year-old. And by the way, he's not that fucking good.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Give me a break. Kid wears chains. It's all clickbait. He's doing stuff with Livy Dunn. So people think it's unbelievable, man.
Pretty
it's
good, just, though.
You know,
I mean, that's great. Yeah.
I'll tell you, a powerful relationship is this Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn. You tapped into that
up like a Christmas tree.
No, what would make you believe that this kid is going to get lit up today?
You're going to get lit up today. You watch. The Cubs are going to light his ass on fire.
Joe, I bet
his first ever start.
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of hype. There's a little bit too much hype.
Sure, I think he's been.
He's going to get fucking – I would take the Cubs just because –
Cubs have been a good team, man. They score runs. Now, they're going to allow runs because their bullpen's one of the worst I've ever fucking seen. They ain't going to win nothing this year. Sorry to all the Cubs fans out there, but I've been watching them. Cubs will hit the shit out of the baseball, but they are not stopping teams late in games. They're not. Their bullpen is terrible.
No, but I'm saying, you know how much hype there is for a first overall pick, first fucking game he's ever pitched? And the Cubs have firepower, man.
Games in Pittsburgh, right?
You know,
the over-under is very low. It's like 6 or 7. I think it's 7.
Is that so? That is an interesting over-under. Seven. I mean, that's not. You know who he kind of reminds me of from like a hype standpoint and just like his style is Strasburg. I'm Steven Strasburg out of San Diego State. Kind of reminds me of that.
I remember Steven Strasburg. Swag, though, I remember the hype behind Steven Strasburg. Forget about when he was in high school. Like Sports Illustrated. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school, I think.
Yeah.
And Harper was like around, I don't know if Harper was around the same time. Might have been a little bit after. I guess he was a little bit after, but that was like Strasburg, Harper back to back were like the two guys out of high school that I remember getting like the most pub, Sports Illustrated, all that shit. I mean, Harper last week went on a tear. He hit a game, he hit a 3-home run, next game, 3-home run home, and then a grand slam the game after that. He went nuclear.
I think it was just injury after injury. Strasburg's done, right?
Like, yeah, he's
not.
Done, yeah.
He's not trying for a comeback, right?
I don't think so. I think he retired. I thought he retired anyway.
Okay. All right. So Cutsy sells baby Gronk. And also think Paul Skeens is going to get lit up by the Cubs today.
I actually have nothing against him.
Not a bad call, Joe. Not a bad call. I was looking at it. I mean, I didn't put it out, but I don't mind that play.
You know how much hype, Bob? And then she went on her Instagram or her social media and did a whole thing about how he's getting the first start. So, like, now people who aren't even a fan of his now, which she has her whole army, they're all now watching. That is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but he seems ready for the moment. I don't think he gets shook from what I've seen. Maybe you're right. Maybe
what
we
have
do.
What have you really seen though? Like, what have you really seen?
that's
you just call Bob's bluff.
No, like if Bob's scouting AAA ball, God bless him.
He's watching a lot of LSU baseball.
Listen, I'll say this. He could have a game where he. I don't know. I think he'll have like a decent game, but I think the Cubs will score 3 or 4 runs off of him. No. But I think it'll be like a decent start, but I don't think he's going to just shut them down. I mean, you never know. But
that game's today.
I want to watch
earlier game.
Little matinee.
Yeah, earlier game.
It is a little matinee.
I want to say it's a 4 o'clock
game.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in on that. All right, Mikey V, buy or sell.
We're all selling this week, I guess. Listen. You guys know that I'm into these things. I've reviewed them before. I'm very much for them. Whenever Dunkin' releases new iced coffee flavor, I'm very much in the ballpark for that. I encourage it. I like it. I like to review it, put it out there. They released last week, and it was very hush-hush, because now I know why. They released a donut iced coffee series. They released raspberry jelly donut iced coffee, iced coffee, and coconut donut iced coffee. Save yourself the trip. Don't go. Don't get excited for it. I went for the blueberry donut. I went to 2 different Dunkin's to make sure it wasn't, you know, just an outlier at the one. It's they've had these flavors already. Coconut, blueberry, raspberry, they've had it. All they add is like some extra sweetener to call it donut. And that's it. I thought it was going to be something else. Very disappointed. Lazy marketing, lazy creativity out of Duncan HQ. Should be
you
a lot better.
Duncan, though.
I'm yeah. That's why it hurts so bad. That's why I'm selling it.
The Jersey Duncans do hit better. You've always said that the Jersey Duncans hit better, and I do agree with that. But you got to just start going to Starbucks.
That's not happening. I'll join the fucking sip club before I go to Starbucks.
We'll be happy to have you.
He's the ambassador. By the way,
on the Panera front, Joe?
Yeah, Joe. At what point do they
give
stop
us a
getting
Panera update?
If you're not sponsored, eventually you got to stop getting the free press because you're giving them a lot of press. They got to answer
really,
the ball.
I haven't given them much press at all. Today was the first day in like weeks I put anything on my story. And Bob,
it's been
by
a little
way,
quiet on the Panera front.
I've noticed. You were pushing Jersey Mike's fucking.
Yeah. I'm out on him. I'm out.
They dropped the ball there.
They had a great opportunity.
You got to think, like, you see, like, listen, the keys of leadership, number two rule of leadership is prepare your successor. DeVito's going to kick the bucket eventually. And somebody's got to be there to pick up the pieces.
But Bob could have been that guy.
DeVito could have been grooming Bob.
But they do have
the next guy.
I agree.
They do have DeVito, though. So for Bob, that's like, you can understand that. Who does Panera have?
They got nobody.
That's what I'm Joe, I'm for you. I'm fighting a case.
I'm just saying we're baffled by Panera's decision.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten a sniff.
And listen, if I didn't like it so much, I wouldn't pump their tires. And by the way, people are like, oh, the product's trash. I'm talking about the Sip Club and the value that you get, that you can order a beverage every 2 hours in a day for free all month. For the cost of $12.
How many coffees did you have to stay up for that Canucks game last night?
Probably one too many because I watched them fucking blow the fucking three leads.
What a terrible.
I hate to do this because I'm not one for controversy, but the people, it has to be brought up, and it does remind me, Joe, you do just have to address it, is the fact that, man. Mikey last week, after this whole lobster tail fiasco, okay, Mikey's getting pretty roughed up on Twitter back and forth about lobster being aside. Cutsy going
Which is
at
fine.
Him.
That was fine.
Totally.
Fine. It's fine.
Cutsy's going at him about lobster not being aside. It's a ridiculous take. And sure as shit, Mikey's sentencing. Oh,
now, obviously, somebody said these guys, bro. Let me first and foremost.
I think Mikey sent somebody to do his dirty business. I think he sent somebody to go in years. By the way, that was
stop, Joe.
Can I say something?
Sure,
because you're a guy who runs your burner. He finds archives. I mean, this guy's an archive digger. He digs in the crates.
This was from an episode almost 3 years ago.
I hear you.
And here's my thing. I am allowed in life if I change my stance on something that I believe in. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I said that last week. Now, I went on my Twitter and I put my hand up and I said, this was the wrong take by me.
He did, Bob. He did.
And Bob is now trying to pretzel this into something. But that was almost 3 years ago.
That's almost
3 years ago. I've changed my stance on it. I went as far to say, if I said that take was right, that's a wrong take in my books, and I doubled down on it, but it was almost 3 years ago. They were playing this as if it happened a month ago. Like, I have changed my stance on the lobster tail side.
Yeah, but it wasn't a full hand up. He was like, I must have been on a gummy at that
point. Bob, what are you talking about, Bob? I will show you.
Now he's going to dig your
feet. There it is. You said, well, it. I'm just saying, I don't think it was a full hand up. A full hand up wasn't not blaming the gummy.
Now, this is the problem.
Read the actual full text, not like the Vancouver Chinese food text.
Well, we do have to.
Oh, I got to go to replies now. Here's the problem with Twitter. It's so hard to find the exact conversation now. Because it's like, I got to go. By the way, these enchiladas looked unbelievable. Good enchilada. Oh my God, that looked unbelievable.
Shout out Holly V.
Let me see here. I'll just take another second. If I don't find it, then it's so be it. Okay, here it is. No, that's not it. Fuck.
Yeah, Joe, we'll have Ticket put it up there. You got to have Ticket put up the video.
I put up my hand in it and I said straight up, I was like, yeah, this was wrong. Oh, here's Mikey V. There you have it. Okay, here we go. The pretzel. This is where it is, I think. Okay, here it is. The only way I could justify this is if I was high on a gummy. This is a wrong.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Wait. This is a wrong take by me, and I'll be the first to admit it with the hand. With the hand up. How much more hand up, Bob, can you get? I literally put the hand up in the fucking tweet.
Well, you prefaced it, though, that you were under the influence of narcotics.
Well,
because
I was shocked. I was shocked to hear that. I was absolutely beside myself.
Again, if you could play the clip at some point.
The clip is unbelievable. Oh, though.
Cuts by that logic is a lobster tail, then a side?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, that is the most ridiculous.
That changes the whole outlook. The whole thing.
By the way, Bobby, you know why it's a side? Because nobody just has one lobster tail. If you do an entree, the entree comes with two lobster tails because one is not a sufficient amount of food to hold up as an entree. So you get an entree. If you ever see lobster tail, comes with two.
I can't tell you the last time I've had two lobster tails.
I can't tell you the last time I would ever order lobster tails as my main course.
Yeah,
I just
thank
wouldn't
you.
Do it.
Thank you. It's a side.
Clip, Mikey, by the way, like,
it's not even like it's
better to
it's
do.
Not even like
3 years it's worth not, of
it's,
archives.
The clip, for those people who haven't heard it, isn't even like Joe just co-signing like, yeah, it could be a side. It is a flag planting stance on lobster tail being a side.
Look, people got nothing better to do, man.
There's
3 years worth of archives. Oh, this guy had to be digging through like you know the scene where Morgan Freeman in the movie Seven, he's like set up in the library late at night reading through the books. That's what this guy had to do.
That's how committed our fan base
it
is. God fucking bless them.
Every single one.
It's pretty phenomenal.
When you really look at it, it is a compliment to our fan base of how die hard they are and coming in. There's a lot of we've been recording so much stuff for so long now that a lot of time this stuff comes. I'll give you a fucking hand up on one. There's a video of me where I'm going through the Ryder Cup when Bob the Sports just started, and I'm in the merchandise shop at Whistling Straits at Ryder Cup.
Oh, I heard this one.
And there's $90 polos, and I say on there, I say, oh my God, $90 for polo. That's crazy. Sure as shit. Two years later, we come out with our own apparel line and we do $90 for a polo.
Tell you what, doesn't have to be $90. You go ahead and head over to my profile on Instagram. You click that breezy link. You're saving yourself 15% on that polo, dog. Doesn't have to be 90. You could get into the 70s very easily.
No, get that plug in, Mikey.
Click of a button. No promo code necessary. Head on over. BreezyGolf.com/BearDown15.
Look, and as time goes, more of this stuff. More of this stuff is going to happen. There's so much shit out there that oh my God.
I knew that would get Joe.
Mikey,
most people would just say slash. You're so
No, it's a backslash. Backslash.
You're such a sick individual. I love you.
This pollen level is just
all right, boys. Oh my God. The allergies I was dealing with the other day. There was like little white things of pollen flying through the sky. It's just brutal. I tell you, I've never respected having like a portable thing of Claritin with you. It's a lifesaver.
Especially you're outside a lot, but on the golf course and shit. Oh,
that's bad.
Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, let's go on into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five bands or musicians. So really
like artists, right? Artists.
Yes.
Okay.
Like artists. Again, I'll say Mikey won the list last week. And up there, man. It was my draft to lose after the first two, and I did. That's what happened. Now, with that being said, Mikey, you're going to have the option. I think Joe came last. I came second. Mikey V first. Mikey V, where in the draft would you like to start?
Wow. I'm going to pick third.
It's great. I'm going to pick third.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to do that. It's the right play. And then, yeah, I guess I will. Fuck, man. I'll go first. Number one, go ahead and lock me in for the Beatles.
Wow, I thought you were going to go Billy Joel first, Bob.
Yeah, me too. I think I could still have a sellout pick there.
No, a little bit. When was the last time Bob listened to a Beatles track?
No, I listen to the Beatles songs. I listen to the Beatles all the time.
Sure. Okay.
He just uses the track for the Feed Bob. That's it.
Oh, yeah. He does. What would you do?
Also, too, I don't think you guys are going to take him.
Okay. Joseph?
Oh, Mikey V, keep that in mind. No.
I don't.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I'm not taking him in the first round. I can tell you that. And no disrespect to Mr. Joel.
Right. Let me work my draft.
Go do your thing, GM.
Joseph,
we're just doing a little Mel Kiper analysis. That's all we're doing.
Hmm.
My first pick, I'm going to take Michael Jackson.
MJ, off the board.
We head on over to Mikey. Mikey with the snake. He's got two coming up.
Yep. Yep. All right. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sorry for the silence there, folks. We're just heavy drafting. We are in the war room. This is just the way things work around here, and we appreciate you for hanging on while we have the silence.
Rolling Stones.
Okay, back over to Joey D.
Fuck, man.
During this moment of silence, feel free to smash that subscribe button to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You can like it, you can subscribe, you can comment, whatever you would like. Joey D, we head over to you.
I'm going to go with Queen.
That's the right pick. It's the right pick.
Joel is coming in this wraparound.
Yeah, 100%.
No doubt.
There's no chance he doesn't.
100%. I am going to go give me Pearl Jam.
My boys.
And then give me Billy Joel.
Going to see them in September, finally.
Are you really? That's a fun one. Where's that?
The Garden.
Holy shit. I thought we would have a live Brilliantly Dumb Show before Pearl Jam came back on the tour, but looks like they'd be... looks like they would have had to beat us to that. All right.
All right, so it's my pick now, yeah?
That's right.
Indeed.
This is tough, man. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go Frank Sinatra.
That's who takes Sinatra off the board.
That hurts for me. All right, go ahead and give me...
In this moment of silence, we'd like to let you know the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Luna's Wood Fire Tavern. This is a
tough one, man.
Come early, come often, pizza, drinks, whatever it is, Luna Wood Fire Tavern, Nutley, New Jersey. Ask for Lou.
That is Lou, yes. Give me, I'm going to take Eminem.
Pick.
And then I'm going to follow that up with Elvis.
Yeah, okay. Elvis was on my list too.
And we head over to Joey D.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Okay. Oh, man. I love that.
I thought you were taking them there, Mikey. I didn't think that they were going to make their way.
No.
I thought there's no chance that you wouldn't take them. I know love how much you love them.
Love the Eagles. Musicians, and this is tough.
It's tough, man.
It's so tough. There's so many. I had 30 names on my list.
I had about 30.
It's insane.
Okay. Hold on. I lost you guys on the computer here.
I can't find you guys. Well, we could see you. You're right there.
You're doing great.
Am I?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Give me, so now it's my last two, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Give me Red Hot Chili Peppers. And give me Bob Marley.
Didn't see that one coming. All right, my last pick. This is tough. This, I feel like this is a make it or break it. I'm going to go with my last pick. I'm going to go with the Who.
And Mikey V, back over to you for the final.
A lot of good names left on this board, man.
There's a lot still.
I mean, we could have thought
a lot of good names on this board.
We could have gone 10 if we wanted to go with
yeah,
10.
Yeah, easily could have gone 10. Yep. Yep. But we're not. Give me last pick between two. Between two, really. It's either Whitney Houston or it's gonna be Eric Clapton. I'm really like between the two of them. Give me Clapton.
Eric Clapton off the board. Mikey V, if you could go ahead and rattle off what everybody has here, that would be absolutely spectacular.
Bob, you went Beatles, Pearl Jam, Billy Joel, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bob Marley. Joe's got Michael Jackson, Queen, Sinatra, The Eagles, and The Who. A lot of stadium rock bands there. And then I got Zeppelin, The Stones, Eminem, Elvis, and Eric Clapton. Is it interesting? It is going to be, again, this is, you know what it is? It's like, this is so subjective to like, there's really not like, it's what you like and what you don't like. So, I mean, you know, the Beatles may not hit for like, there are some people out there I know can't stand the Beatles for whatever reason. But then there's people out there who can't stand the Rolling Stones. Like, this is so subjective.
Yeah,
music,
I actually, this one, normally I'm not sure. I love my list here.
You got a good list.
I think like, it's got enough for everybody with the, you know, between Mike, who doesn't like Michael Jackson and who doesn't like Queen? Who doesn't like Sinatra? Now, Mikey, you have a lot of versatility too on yours. Bob, I don't mind Bob's either. I think they're all good lists. It's just,
hey, it goes to show you with everything. Like if you look at our lists, I really do believe this. I think you guys too. Music back in the day doesn't even compare. Like if we grew up in the time with Queen and all of these guys, it doesn't even compare to what we have now.
No. You know, I talk about it on a semi-regular basis about like how my parents or grandparents could go and go see Frank Sinatra. Like that's just preposterous. Like my brain can't really comprehend that. They could just go and see, you know, Led Zeppelin. They could just go and see the Beatles. Like that, like it doesn't.
By the way,
I am going to see the Stones though in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
I am going to see the Rolling Stones in 2 weeks.
By the way, though, there's still some lists, some names off this list that
Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan. I mean, yeah,
Prince, Nirvana, Prince. Pink Floyd, David Bowie,
BB King, the Grateful Dead,
Johnny Cash, Elton John.
Cash. Yep. Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston,
by the way,
Marvin Gaye. There's a lot of good places.
Imagine getting an IG follow from the Rolling Stones, Mikey.
Would be nice. Would be a good
great
follow.
Mel Kiper and the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
Baby.
Keith Richards. Give me Keith Richards. little follow back from Keith Richards.
Happy Mother's Day week to all the mothers out there. I know it's Tuesday. This is dropping, but happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. And as always, we'll see you next week.